Josh comes in still drunk.
No.
Hey, Red Raiders, it's time to wake up and listen to Good Morning Texas Tech. I'm Julie Fisher, your host for today, and we're here with Marissa Trevino.
Hey, guys.
Josh Cook.
Howdy.
And Kiara Powell.
Good morning.
She's over there in her own little booth of sadness and news. Today, we're going to be talking about some really cool things. We've got an interview with the masked rider, a former masked rider, who's now taking over the care of a horse.
Yeah, the former.
Namely.
Yeah.
Midnight. There you go.
Midnight the horse.
Midnight Matador.
Get it right.
And we're also going to talk a little bit about traffic and parking, my favorite subject, and
student handbook.
So today's going to be great. Talk to y'all in a second.
Good morning. It is 30 minutes after the hour, and the temperature is 26 degrees outside on this lovely Wednesday morning. I'm Kiara Powell with a look at your KTXT news update. Governor Perry delivered his State of the State address yesterday, calling on lawmakers to cut taxes by $1.8 billion. Governor Perry said he wants to tap the rainy day fund for more than $3.5 billion to upgrade roads and water infrastructure. As KUT's Nathan Berner reports, the governor also touched on public education.
Governor Perry said students and their parents should have more choices for where they want to go to school.
Limiting a child to just one opportunity does nothing more than limit that child's future.
Perry said the state should allow more charter schools to open than the current limit of 215.
Which will offer parents a tuition-free alternative to their neighborhood school.
He also repeated some lawmakers' calls for tax credit scholarships. Those are tax breaks given to businesses that put money into scholarship funds for low-income students to attend private schools. Alan Weeks with Save Texas Schools calls them school vouchers by another name.
Whatever you call it, it's taking money away from public schools and transferring it to private schools.
Weeks says his single most important issue is reversing $5.4 billion cut from public education 2 years ago, an issue that Governor Perry did not address. In Austin, I'm Nathan Bernier.
Let's head over to Cutter Martin with a look at our KTXT weather.
Good Wednesday morning. Temperatures across the South Plains are starting out very cold, especially compared to the last few mornings, with temperatures in the city of Lubbock sitting between the lower and middle 20s right now, and winds are still pretty gusty, upwards of 20 miles per hour, producing wind chills in the lower teens so far. Temperatures will warm, however, through the day, approaching afternoon highs near 50 degrees, with partly cloudy skies, mostly sunny, however, though. Breezes will stay between 10 and 15 miles per hour, so overall a chilly afternoon, but sunny out there. I'm Cutter Martin with your KTXT weather. Now back to the BBC.
Yeah! Kick it!
Hey, welcome back to our first segment. This is Julie Fisher here on Good Morning Texas Tech with Marissa Trevino, Josh Cook, and Kiara Powell. Great job with news, Kiara.
Thank you.
It sounded like you may have had a few technical difficulties with your voice.
Just a little. Okay. I've had a few technical difficulties with my brain this morning, so I think that's we not all really have. Shocking.
That intro was a little bit rough, just saying.
It's a little too early in the morning.
It is
this.
Very much, so I left my coffee in the car. Well, this segment, we're going to talk about one of my very favorite things about Texas Tech. Traffic and parking.
The love of your life, Julie.
The love of everyone's life, really. I feel like no one on Tech campus ever has anything bad to say about traffic and parking.
I know I don't.
It's always good stuff about traffic and parking.
They've helped me a lot.
Should really bring them flowers.
Okay, we're going to try and be fair this segment. That's our goal for this segment, is to be fair to these good people who are just doing their jobs. So we put together a package. We went around and talked to some people on Tech campus about traffic and parking, because I really do think they get a bad rap. They get a bad rap because we don't know the rules. So we asked some people some rules, and here's kind of some of the answers we got.
If a student has an on-campus parking permit, like in a satellite or a commuter, can they pay to park in visitor parking without a ticket?
I think so.
No, they can ticket you.
I did not know that.
It's crazy.
It'd be nice if they tell us.
What is your opinion of parking services?
They should tell us all the rules you know, before you get a ticket.
Do you think they have the students' best interests at heart, in your own opinion?
No.
Is Tech a closed campus?
What do you mean by that?
Can you drive through campus at any point in the day, freely?
Sure, yes.
No, it's closed. You cannot do that. What is your opinion of student parking services as a student?
My opinion, bus system could be a more effective, open later. Because, I mean, today I get out at 9 and I'm going to have to walk to Commuter West from the other side of campus.
All right. How many tickets can you get on campus before you get a boot?
I think it's more than 5.
6.
It's 6?
Yes.
Okay.
And then you have a 10-day grace period to pay your tickets, and if you don't, then you get a boot.
Wow. I got 5 last semester, so I was close.
Yeah. And what's your worst experience with parking services?
Just last year, I feel like they charged me twice because they charged me for the north commuter and then the west commuter, and one's 70 and one's 40 or something, and then they charged both, and then I called them and they were like, no, you can't have 2 parking places, that's probably something else, but I swear it said like this parking place on my tuition, so I ended up having to pay over $200 in fees. Yeah, that's my worst experience.
Do you think the student business or student parking services has students' best interest at heart?
I hope so. I think they're doing well so far. Before I got here, it was permit parking where you have to have the sticker and everything. And since I did away with the sticker, I think it's a little easier, especially switching cars.
Yeah.
That's the big thing, is that I switch cars with my wife, with her family. We switch out cars all the time.
Yeah.
So.
All right, if y'all want to give us some feedback on what you think about traffic and parking, hit us up on facebook.com@theRaider881. That package was actually the second choice in a package list that I wanted to do. I actually wanted to interview traffic and parking over parking rules, but...
They hate Julie.
I don't know why. I was going to give them a chance to be gracious.
No, I drove by one of the parking booths, and I'm pretty sure your picture was up there.
They're out for you.
I am what they call and consider a serial runner. Yes, it is a thing. If you quote-unquote ignore them enough times, they have pictures of you. They have pictures of your vehicle. And they will find you on campus if you run, and they will ticket you or boot you. And I'm on that list.
Now... What have you done to get on that list, Julie?
I parked just like any good soul would park, and they just don't like me. They have a vendetta against me. But I wanted to make amends with them. I thought I came back this semester, and I was thinking, I'm going to come back, turn over a new leaf. I'm going to give them a chance to explain themselves because people don't like them. And I feel bad for them for that because I feel like really and truly there is a lot of misunderstandings about what you are and are not allowed to do on campus. Because I did talk to some of them off the record, and some of the rules that they told us about were actually pretty cool. Like, I was told that if you have a permit for, like, Commuter North, but then, like, after 2:30, you want to park in Commuter West, you're more than welcome to do that. I didn't know that. And so I got some really good information. I just can't really share it with you because I don't have permission.
You can't tell us the rules, Julie?
I can't. Not really. No. I mean, I'm not really sure at this point. I'm afraid that if I tell you anything that I talked with them about, they're going to come find me and just boot my feet. I don't even know.
They're just going to tow away your car and not tell you where it is.
Oh, yeah. My gosh. I love that you're a cereal runner. I just want you to come to school with boxes of cereal taped to your body and running workout
jogging
suit.
Shoes.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Well, everyone would know I was a liar at that point because there's no way I jog. I don't know. I really wish that we could have had the go-ahead to use some of those interview segments that I could have done, because there is a lot of stuff that I just never knew about traffic and parking. And, you know, they say, well, if it's a special case, of course, if you just stop and talk to us, we'll help you figure out a way. But I don't know. My mind was a little bit changed, but at the end of the day, we're still enemies at heart.
I think it matters who you get at the parking little booth, too,
agree.
Because, you know, there's students that are standing there getting paid like $8.25 an hour or whatever, and they're not going to you know, chase you down. And then there's the one lady that will chase your vehicle down to stop you and tell you that you can't drive past that point. And, you know, it's just, it's silly. I mean, you know, they say it's for the safety of the students that there's not as many vehicles walking going through campus. But, you know, honestly, if you're crossing the street, don't be looking down at your phone texting. If I hit you with my car, it's your fault for not looking up.
Exactly.
I mean, my car's big enough to see it coming. And if you're sitting down looking at your phone going, LOL, OMG, I'm going to be there in 5 minutes, and I hit you with my vehicle because you're crossing the road illegally, not in a crosswalk, that's not my fault. I'm just saying.
Well, that's about all we have time for to talk about with traffic and parking. I could go on all day about it.
Oh, we know.
But we're going to go ahead and get to break, and we'll come back with questions over the student code of conduct.
Morning, Tech. Make sure you keep listening in every Wednesday at 8 to hear what we've recently added to our playlist. Also, make sure you're tuning in to Flashback Friday. This features oldies from our generation. Flashback Friday is a lot like Throwback Thursday without the tacky pictures from your past. But back to new music. Today we've got Better Days by Goo Goo Dolls, Mambo No. 5 by Lou Bega, Ping Island and Lightning Strike Rescue Op, both by Mark Mothersbaugh. And lastly, what you're hearing right now, Zip Gun Bop by Royal Crown Review. For more music updates, go to our website, www.ktxtfm.org. And if you want to put your request in for Flashback Friday, make sure you tweet us and hashtag The Raider. Zip Gun Bop!
The first annual Texas Tech Appathon is coming up February 22nd and 23rd. Hosted by the College of Media and Communication and the Whitaker College of Engineering, the first annual Texas Tech Appathon will challenge students to create the perfect app for the popular on-campus game, Humans vs. Zombies. Mark your calendars and stay tuned to find out how you can be involved.
Rolling through the streets of Lubbock, keeping us safe, and listening to KTXT, The Raider 88.1. I've never listened to anything else, and I'll never have to.
This is Brittany Long, a junior advertising major from Frisco, Texas. You're listening to The Raider 88.1, KTXT FM, Lubbock.
Yo, man.
Yo.
Open up, man.
What do you want, man?
My girl just caught me.
You made her catch you?
I don't know how I let this happen.
Hey guys, welcome back. You're listening to Good Morning Texas Tech. I'm Julie Fisher. We're here with Marissa Trevino, Josh Cook, and Kiara Powell. DG, bring that back up.
Ew, no. I hate this song.
Shaggy's the best.
Sick, dude. You're
this
sick.
This brings me right back to sixth grade.
I know it. It makes me feel
guys.
Old.
I'm really frightened right now.
I've never even heard of that song, so
good.
You never. Oh my god!
Did you live in a hole?
I did.
Y'all let us know.
There was one station in the town, and it was a country music station that had 45 records that still played like
Where
Patsy
Cline.
Where
did you grow up?
Frederiksburg, Texas.
That
it's like 10,000 people. It's got one station. Well, it wasn't the middle of nowhere. It was an hour from San Antonio, so there was civilization within driving distance. But when it came to music, I was not indoctrinated into the music world until coming to Lubbock, sadly.
Yeah, because country really does not count.
Country is good.
No, it's duty. All right. Let us know what y'all think of our bump music. Maybe there's something you would like to hear. Hit us up on Facebook or Twitter at TheRaider881. This segment, we have decided that if we are going to expect people to follow the rules, we should know the rules ourselves. Right, Kiara?
Absolutely, Julie. And this was kind of inspired from the smoking ban talks, because there are a lot of rules that were brought up at that meeting that I had never even heard of, but apparently are supposed to be enforced at Texas Tech. So I'm going to quiz you guys to see how much you know about the Student Code of Conduct book.
What do we get if we win?
You get my love and admiration.
I can't eat that. And I can't wear that.
You should wear it like a sweater. It's warm.
It's warm and cozy. Yes, all right. Exactly. Quiz us. We're ready.
Can a student be punished for submitting the same written assignment for two courses?
Yes.
Yep.
Why?
Because.
It's copyright infringement, believe it or not. I know that one.
Can you copyright your own work?
I know. Isn't that stupid?
You have to have permission from the instructors. That's so silly. Yes. So that you guys are correct. True or false, lack of proper citation can lead to a student being expelled or receiving a zero or a failing course in the grade.
Yeah, that's true.
I feel like they shouldn't be expelled, but a zero, yes.
I'd say it's true.
It is true. How ridiculous. You can be expelled from school.
He's shocked.
This is insane.
DG's having flashbacks to his time at Tech right now.
he submitted the same assignment for every single class.
And I never cited anything.
Oh, never.
Oh, my gosh.
That's awful. I hate citation. All right, next question.
What is the equivalent for a student signing in for another student? What is, the equivalent?
Academic dishonesty. Yes?
Yeah, probably.
It's the equivalent of taking a test for another student.
Ugh. Oh,
that's stupid.
Signing your name is not...
Whatever.
No, you're cheating the system. I see it.
I can see it.
Okay? And they don't like it.
You might be cheating the system, but an attendance grade is not the equivalent of a test.
Hours of study. Well, I don't know. I don't know. What's the next one? That one makes me just kind of angry. Overreacting about everything, Texas Tech. All right.
Asking a friend or fellow classmate for the answer to homework is or is not punishable according to the student code of conduct.
It better not be, because that's just lame.
I feel like it is.
I'd say no.
It is. It's
punishable. Oh, my goodness.
So every time I've asked you for help, Julie, I should be punished.
Well, but I don't remember that ever happening.
That was a
dream. I never helped people.
I had
with
2 years ago, and I don't even know. What
you didn't even know me back then. Like, that's the crazy thing.
It's like you and every other student of the 32,000 that come here to Texas Tech. If they all have not asked for help on homework, I mean, there'd be no one at this university.
Absolutely.
If they would enforce that rule.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I'm just saying.
So that new segment we were planning, Marissa's math homework, I guess we can't do that.
We can't help you with your homework on air.
Sorry.
At all.
I am now passing.
I don't understand how they expect you to, if you're struggling with something, and a lot of times there are teachers who are not so accommodating.
That's true.
How are you supposed to get the help?
I don't know. Hey, guys, if you have any tips to doing your own homework without the help of your intelligent friends, hit us up on Twitter or Facebook at The Raider 881. Let us know maybe if you've been subject to some crazy rules at Tech, like that you just didn't even know existed. Let us know. Let us know about it. We want to laugh at your misfortune or rally against whatever you need.
Rally against the man.
What's the difference between having a tutor help you with your homework and having a friend help you with your homework? Because can't you just go to a tutor with all of your questions?
Don't you pay a tutor?
Well, you do, but
isn't that worse?
So if you pay your friend.
But I guess the tutor doesn't really give you the answer. I guess the tutor helps you get to the answer. But
not
as long as you don't
if I was a tutor, I'd be like, look.
What kind of tutor do you have, Marissa?
They have given up. Mostly.
She was trying to add negative numbers. It was sad, guys.
I've tried this problem, I think, 6 times.
What class is it for?
Okay.
Algebra.
Are there any more questions before we
get
all sidetracked?
Oh, there's one more. All right, one more. Sorry. discussing the questions on an exam with a student who has already taken the exam is punishable.
Oh, that's cheater. You'd be a cheater pants.
Yes. A student must have permission to talk about an exam even with a student who has already taken it. So, okay, you're walking out of class and you've taken your test. You're not allowed to talk about it? Is that what we're saying?
So let's say that me and Marissa take the same math test at the same time and then walk out of the classroom and go get lunch and then... Like, Dr. Reeves over here is talking about, I don't think he'd care, but We could get in trouble for that?
No, I think it's you like walking out of the exam and there'd be another class coming in for that exact same exam and you saying, hey, the answer to number 8 is B.
Oh, yeah, obviously.
Now, I walk out of an exam and I psych out the next class. I walk out with my hand in my head in my hands. I'm freaking out. There's papers everywhere. I'm like, that was the hardest exam of my life. I don't know what's going on.
Your eyes are bleeding.
I'm crying. I'm on the phone with my mom. I'm saying, I'm going to quit. I'm leaving.
Oh, my God.
I just psych them out. It's the greatest thing in the world.
Wow.
But I feel like there are, like, to avoid that, don't students normally do, like, or not students, teachers normally do more than one exam versions?
Well, sometimes.
They do two versions.
There's some real
lazy
professors.
Would you make more than one exam if you were a teacher?
Not me.
I
no.
wouldn't have
tests
DG's
saying
or
yeah,
homework
but I wouldn't.
Or anything.
I'm too lazy. I don't care that much.
Well, all it is, really, it's a simple thing. It's a program that they have, and all they hit is shuffle. And it just shuffles the questions and the answers. That's all it is.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not really them making a separate, like, them taking time to make a separate exam. It's just them hitting the shuffle button.
All right. Well, I feel like we did pretty well on that. Because I haven't done many of those. We're going to go to break real fast. Here's some sports updates with Josh. And we'll be back with the Masked Rider. I wanna cool out.
Thanks for tuning in to Good Morning Texas Tech. I'm Joshua Cook with your KTXT Sports Update. It took extra time on Wednesday night for the Lady Raiders to pull off a 77-73 victory in the first ever meeting with the Mountaineers of West Virginia. Christine Hyde led the Lady Raiders with 19 points, but it was the free throw shooting of Monique Smalls in overtime that sealed the deal. With the win, Tech improves to 15-4 overall and 5-2 in Big 12 play. Next up for the Lady Raiders is TCU on Sunday inside the United Spirit Arena with first tip set for noon. The Red Raider basketball team returns home tonight inside the USA, taking on the Iowa State Cyclones. Tech is looking to snap a 4-game losing streak in conference play, and interim head coach Chris Walker knows they just have to keep moving forward.
I just think our guys got to keep getting better. You know, you're just young and you're inexperienced. They're going through this for the first time. The number one thing I have to do is keep my energy level up high and be positive and be real and continue to make them get better and understand that it's just one game.
First tip between the Red Raiders and Cyclones is set for 8 p.m. and the game can be seen on ESPNU. On Saturday, some old faces will return to Danlaw Field as it is the annual alumni game. One of the most notable current major leaguers returning for the game is Oakland A's pitcher Dallas Braden. Braden, on May 9th, 2010, which was Mother's Day, pitched the 19th perfect game in Major League history in a 4-0 victory against the Rays. The alumni game is set for a 1 p.m. first pitch on Saturday at Danlaw Field at Rip Griffin Park. In the NBA tonight, the 22-21 Rockets welcome the 25-18 Nuggets into Houston. First tip is set for 7 p.m., while the 33-11 Spurs welcome the 14-27 Hornets into the Alamo City. First tip for that game is set for 7:30 p.m., and the Mavericks have the night off. This has been your morning sports update on KTXT, the Raider 88.1, and to keep up to date throughout the day, be sure to check out www.theraider881.com.
Welcome back, Red Raiders. You're listening to Good Morning Texas Tech. We are here, me, Julie Fisher, and Marissa Trevino, and we have Kara over there across the way. We are going to be interviewing Stacy
Montsebias. Is that right?
Is that how you say it? Awesome.
Yes, that's right.
Awesome. Okay, why don't you tell us what being the Masked Rider was like?
Sure. It's a pretty amazing job. Has a lot of responsibilities and work, too. We make, I think our riders are averaging about 120 appearances a year. The position lasts about a calendar year. We switch every April at transfer or reins, but our rider is responsible for the primary care, the daily maintenance of the horse, the truck and trailer, all the equipment, which is a lot of the behind-the-scenes work that many people don't know about. But it's a really wonderful job, and I encourage anyone who's interested to apply for it.
Well, that sounds like a full-time job. And what's the process of being it? What are the qualifications that you have to have?
Sure, we look for people who have a lot of horse experience, who are very comfortable and confident riding a horse, and then also who are able to go out into the communities and
put a great face on Texas Tech, show everyone how fantastic our school is. Our tryout process is pretty in-depth. We start out with a written test at first, which is towards the end of February, and you have to make an 80 or better on that to go to the next stage, which is the equestrian part. Our riders trying out have to do, they have to brush the horse, saddle the horse, and then ride a pattern. If they make an 80 or better on that, there's truck and trailer driving, since the rider is also responsible for driving the truck and trailer everywhere. They do a pass or fail on that. They pass that, then they make it to an interview with the Masked Rider Committee, which is the final step, and it's where the selection is made.
Well, that sounds really intense. I don't know about any of y'all.
I'm kind of rethinking, actually, being in radio, because that sounds really fun.
It sounds fun, but horses, I could get on one. I could ride it around in a circle, and then I can get off.
What is the Midnight Matador's, because, you know, obviously, horses have a lot of personality. What's the Midnight Matador's personality like?
Sure, he's a lot of fun. He does have a lot of personality. Yeah. He loves people. You know, right now we have him at a place where he's around other horses. He is loving making friends with all of them. He loves seeing all the kids out there, and they just love him too. But he's a lot of fun. He's really talented. And pretty much anything I've ever done with him, he's been good at.
What kind of things have you done with him?
I guess aside from appearances, you know, obviously the football game runs. He loves football games. You do a lot of parades and rodeos as a masked rider. Lots of visits with like summer camps and schools. And our riders also will do some appearances without the horse. Like a lot of times they'll go read at schools or community centers.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. And I was reading that Midnight has been on 60 Minutes and a couple other shows. That's just more famous than I'll ever be, and he's a horse, so.
He's pretty famous.
What was your favorite part about being the Masked Rider?
I think, you know, looking back, I think the best part of being Masked Rider is being able to go to so many places around the entire state and really spread the word about Tech. I think we have a wonderful school here, and we have great students, great employees, and it's just an amazing opportunity to be able to go out to meet all these people from different walks of life and share that good news about Tech.
So being the Masked Rider, is that a two-year span? Are you the Masked Rider for 2 years, or is there a limit?
It's a one-year position. When we start the tryouts, you know, they start into February, and I guess the riding tryouts are in March. We officially switch over in April, and then it's to the next transfer of reins. And that is definitely the cutoff point. I mean, the outgoing rider is the rider until that point. And then after the ceremony, that's right when the new rider takes over.
That's awesome.
That is awesome. So what's Midnight going to be doing now besides just hanging out? Is that all he's going to do?
Well, he's going to, you know, get ridden, just kind of, he's going to decide what he wants to do. If he wants to do, you know, some outings around, that's what we'll do. If he wants to do trail riding, that's what we'll do. It's pretty much going to be his decision, whatever makes him happy.
Well, he's in retirement. That's the way it's supposed to be.
Exactly.
Where in Texas is he staying?
He's here in the Lubbock area at really? A private boarding facility.
That's fantastic. Are there any other former Texas Tech horses that he's staying with?
No, not this time. There are other horses there, but no other Masked Rider horses. He's the only one there.
But he was the Masked Rider for 11 years?
Yes.
So the horse before him is probably not around.
No. Let's see. I can't remember the exact maker. But we do have a person who custom makes all the equipment.
Sorry, I have to ask that question for the listeners, not just for you guys in the studio. I asked the question, who makes the saddles and the hard tech?
I'll have to ask and find out. I'll pass it on to y'all, so if y'all want to use it on your social media or anything. But we do have the saddles custom made. You've probably seen a lot of them. They have big double T's. The breast collar has red Raiders on it. But we do have someone who will custom make it for us.
Yeah, that's some really beautiful gear, too. I mean, I remember seeing it at the football games going, wow. What was like wearing that outfit?
It's very different.
Yeah.
As an equestrian, you never wear really a cape or a mask or a bolero hat for that matter. Mm-hmm. And it kind of takes some adjustment because it takes a lot of your peripheral vision off. But, you know, once you get it fitted to you, once you get used to it, it's not that bad. And, you know, the cape doesn't bother the horse at all.
Do you get to keep it?
You do get to keep your costume. We have, when our new rider takes over, we have all of the gear, you know, all their personal gear replaced every year to make sure it still looks fresh, and we also fit it to them. I think that's pretty funny, too. That the cape is awesome. Actually fitted to the person.
Oh, that is so cool. And you have your own cape.
I want a fitted cape. Do you wear it ever? I would. Like Halloween?
It stays in the closet, unfortunately.
I would wear it to work every day. Do you have a cape that has lights and then a cape that doesn't have lights?
We do. Our lighted cape, which we use for Carol of Lights and for the homecoming bonfire, is one that stays with the program. It's custom made, that in the lighted hat. So that stays with the program. It's powered by, I think, a couple of D batteries. It was like a car battery when I was a mass rider, so we have upgraded.
Where would you even keep that battery? Do you strap it on the saddle or?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we would strap it onto the saddle, get it on there tight. So
that's awesome. All right.
Much easier now.
DG's given us the 40 seconds. So thank you very much for being with us today. That was some really cool stuff. I didn't even know that the cape was lighted by battery, or I was thinking maybe solar. I don't know. All right. Well, thanks, Stacy, for being with us today. And that'll do it for today on Good Morning Texas Tech. Y'all take care.
Thanks.
Into the sand.